I have two children. I have Emma, who's about to turn 13, a typical teenager in every way. And I have my son, Gabe, who at the end of this month will turn 10. When he was two, he was diagnosed with autism. And it's been an interesting eight-year journey, to say the least. We were very fortunate to live in Baltimore because Kennedy Krieger Institute is in our backyard, and we were able to get Gabe some very good early intervention. And it was during that time, those early years, when we discovered his strengths, and one of which was his incredible memory. He's got a great memory. And at a very young age, he would memorize entire episodes of his favorite shows, not just the dialogue, but also every sound effect, every laugh, and speak verbatim with the show. And it was fascinating to watch, slightly eerie, but fascinating to watch. And he would also take lines from these shows and insert them accurately into real life. He was 4 years old, and it was a typical Saturday. We weren't going anywhere. And he was running around the house without any pants on. And I said, Gabe, go put your pants on. And he looked at me, 4 years old, and he says, Mom, a man works hard all week so he can keep his pants off all weekend. And he goes running off, and I'm left there like, what in the world is he watching? And my daughter Emma said, Mom, it's SpongeBob, Mr. Krabs. So apparently Mr. Krabs does not wear pants on the weekends. So therefore, Gabe does not have to wear. But there have been challenges, too. There are many challenges that come with the diagnosis of autism. And one of those for us early on, he was just 2 years old, and I was told that social communication, social skills was one of the challenges for kids who are diagnosed with autism, and that my son would have difficulty making friends. And as a mother, what I heard was, your son won't have any friends, and that was heartbreaking. And so it was on my radar when he entered into a general education preschool classroom. He was ready. He had been through some early intervention, and he was ready to be included. And I was nervous. And would they accept him? Would he make friends? And it was the first conference with the teacher, and she's telling me he's doing great. He knows his numbers. But does he have any friends? And she said, well, he has one friend. He has one really good friend. And I was like, oh, that's great. She said, but he won't talk to anyone else. This is his only friend, and he believes that he can only have one friend. And I said, oh, this is a problem. So we need to work on it. Can you separate them? Can you kind of force some interaction with the other kids? And, you know, we can work on it. And she did, and she tried to work on it. She did. And then it was the end of the year, and it was the pre-K program, and the children were all standing in front of the room in a circle, and the parents were all lined up in the chairs with their cameras, and they were singing a song about friendship, and they were all pointing at each other, and they were saying, and you're my friend, and you're my friend, and Gabe is standing directly in the face of his one true friend. And he's going, and you're my friend, and you're my friend. And I'm looking, I've got the camera zoomed in on him, and I start chuckling. And when I played the video back, I heard myself say, that's his autism. And as if I was explaining it to someone next to me, but I was alone at the time. So I was telling myself that that this is his autism, and maybe it's okay, and maybe I can't fix this, and maybe I'm not supposed to. I mean, he was so happy, and he was so singing with every ounce of his, you're my friend, you're my friend, and so maybe this is how it's supposed to be. And up until that point, we hadn't had a conversation one-on-one about autism, you have autism. But he's smart, and he was smart then, and he still is. And he knew, I mean, I was working in the autism program. I was volunteering at the Autism Society, and I had a son with autism. Every third word out of my mouth was autism. And so he was smart. He picked it up, but we hadn't really had a one-on-one. And I had taken him to a work party, and he was sitting on my lap, and he was playing with a toy. And I was talking to my friends, and one mentioned that they were working with a student who had big autism. And I felt him stop. And I was like, oh, he's listening. And then he looked up at me, grabbed my head, and pulled it down to his face, which is what he does when he has to tell me something very important. And he said, do I have big autism? And so I said, the first thing that came to my mind, and I said, no, you have little autism. And he went back to playing. And that ride home in the car, we had this fabulous conversation about differences. And now mommy was different, and Emma was different, and daddy was different, and your brain is wired a little differently, but it's what's different about us makes us special. And I remember looking in the rearview mirror, and seeing him puff up in his car seat, you know, with pride, and I thought, yes, I did it right. I said the right words. I'm like, you know, because there's no instruction book. And at that point, we still hadn't even shared it with his classmates, his friends. There's nothing outwardly visible that screams autism about Gabe, so it wasn't apparent. But they were inviting him to their birthday parties and stuff, and he would be so excited. And we would go, and we would get there, and the chaos that is a birthday party of a young child was just too much for him, the noise, the chaos. And so we would end up leaving shortly after we got there. And he would leave just in total relief, like, oh, God, I'm out of there. And I would leave wondering if they would invite us again. And so I struggled with that. Like, do I tell them? Maybe it would make things easier, and I wouldn't have to say he's not feeling well every time we went to a birthday party. And so I struggled with that. But Gabe, last year, took that decision out of my hands when he decided to tell his friends and his classmates that he had autism. It was a school fundraiser, and they were raising money, collecting change for the Autism Walk. And Gabe raised his hand, and he never raises his hand. So they called on him, and he announced to the class that my mom works in autism. I'm kind of autistic. I have little autism. And and when I got home that night, he told me, oh, Mom, by the way, I told my teacher I had autism. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, she knows. And it wasn't until the next day when I received an email from the mother of one of his classmates. She's a dear, sweet girl, and she told her mom how surprised she was that there was someone in her class that had autism. Her mom worked in the school and taught in the school, so she knew that there were children in the school who had autism, but she didn't realize that she could be interacting with someone on a daily basis, and how just excited she was to find this out. And then the mom said that they had this long talk, and then the child started to cry, happy tears, and she said that I always knew there was something that I liked about Gabe, and I can't wait to invite him to my birthday party again this year. And the mom ended the email with, I just thought I'd share this with you, and I'm forever grateful that she did.